Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. On a Friday morning, we are chatting here in this next segment with Jamie Ramsey. She's Executive Director at the Riley County Seniors Service Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Jamie's going to be telling us about what's coming up at the Senior Center, and it sounds like we're getting back to some sense of normalcy, at least a little bit, with some programming and events.
We are hoping so. We took October kind of to open up and start slowly. We tried to start with some of the favorite programs that folks had to come in and do speech therapy, our book club, and then a social hour, because I know our folks are missing talking with their friends. But one of the things I wanted to stress is that we are doing the Medicare Part D drug counseling. So that if you have a drug plan and you'd like to see if that's meeting all your needs or if there's a cheaper plan or one that covers new medication, you can call down and make an appointment to have that review done for you. And so we've just started that this week. Time's getting away from me. And then we will run through December 7th. So we encourage people to come down and make an appointment, and we have a room set aside that's only for that, so you'll be safe, and you can talk with Chuck Henry about various plans. So we're excited about that. Want to encourage folks to begin to think about kind of getting out a little bit. I know that there's we haven't quite hit a level of comfort, but we're offering then moving into November. We are doing our art studio. We're adding some special programming, which I think folks will like. And we're doing some games. And if you just kind of, again, this is all with mask wearing, social distancing, health procedures in place. But if you're just have gotten tired of sitting at home, just give us a call and we'll see if we can't find something that would work for you. Or if you have an idea, we're keeping these groups fairly small, kind of 4 to 6 to 8. But that doesn't mean we can't duplicate that same program at another time if there's an interest. And we've exceeded those numbers. We still are not doing in-house meals, but I would say probably a good two-thirds of the folks who ate in the dining room are now getting their meals delivered to them. And that's probably going to be the slowest one that we will bring back, because it probably is the one with the perhaps the biggest risk, because you have to take your mask off when you eat. And if we seat you 6 feet apart, sometimes you can't hear. So that's kind of where we are. But we want to make sure you get a meal.
You know, speaking of meals, and I'm looking at your November newsletter, Thanksgiving is the big event coming up here next month. How's that going to work?
Well, we thought about that because in years past, we served 100 people in the center for that Thanksgiving meal. And we know we can't do that. So we're going to, for that meal, do kind of a drive-up. And you can call the center at 537-4040 and make a reservation. We're taking about 50 because we know that we already have 30 to 35 of our folks already getting home-delivered meals. So we're going to get close to that 100. And just, you know, make a reservation. And on that date, Friday, November 20th, between 11:15 and 12, you're just going to pull up on the west side of the building. We're going to, you know, check you off and hand you your Thanksgiving meal. It's the same as we've always had. With the turkey, the dressing, the mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, roll, pie, and it's $5. and we ask that you have the exact, you know, pay in cash, the exact amount, because we will not be able to do, if we have that many people coming through, to do change. So this will be, I think we can get it done, and I think we can do it quickly, I'm hoping. No, we're not blocking traffic somewhere, but we did want to at least get folks that Thanksgiving meal. It's not going to be the same as sitting at a table with five other people. I understand that, but at least you'll have a good meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it kind of makes it tough, I suppose. You guys are kind of in a very high traffic density part of town. But I think you should be able to pull it up. It's only 45 minutes, so shouldn't be an issue there.
It will. I'm hoping. We may have to run them down the alley, but I think we can get it. I think we can do it, because we'll be ready for them, and we're going to give it our best shot and see how it goes, and then we'll make a determination about our Christmas dinner.
All right.
But we're just kind of keeping an eye out what's going on in the community, and because we serve a high risk population, that we're just going to kind of walk into this slowly.
What about we've talked a little bit about in person programming. I know the online programming has been up for quite a while. How's that going?
All of our exercise programs are online and have been very successful. So you can go to our Facebook, watch it on live. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. There are two strength training classes. Tuesday, Thursday, we have chair yoga and gentle yoga. And kind of what we found was that we are serving really more people online that we could ever put in our room, in our facility. And the feedback we have gotten is very positive, because if they don't catch it at, let's say, at 9:30, they can watch it at 1 o'clock and do their exercise. So it provides some flexibility for folks. But we do have a segment of our population that would much rather do it in person. So we're kind of looking at how we do that. We have started with seated Tai Chi on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. And again, you have to sign up for that, and there's a limited number. But again, we're not ever going to, you know, at this point, we're not going to be able to have 30 people in that room doing yoga. That's just not going to happen right now. But I think we can figure out a way to do, for example, chair yoga in a small group, even if we have to repeat it a couple times a day.
All right. Well, I know it's not ideal, but it sounds like, you know, it is working, at least in the meantime. Is there anything else?
It is.
Anything else, Jamie, before we're running out short on time here?
Sure. I just, you know, this folks have been so very generous, knowing that this has been a tough year for the center. We're not able to do fundraisers and those kinds of things, and I just want to thank them. I appreciate the support that they have given us, and it really has meant a lot for the center to continue.
All right. Well, Jamie, we always appreciate it, getting an update, and good luck going forward. Hope you get to have a lot of success with your programming.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brandon.
All right. Jamie Ramsey, Executive Director at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN. We'll talk with Marsha Locke from the Johnson Cancer Research Center up next.